All right, next topic. But before we go, shout out to everybody on YouTube. 6,600 people. I need you guys to do me a favor.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Please hit the like button and please share. 2-year anniversary. Let's try to crack 7,500 people if we can. We will be giving cash apps. If we crack over 7,500 people,
I'm gonna go crazy.
We will be giving cash apps. So hit the like button and share.
Somebody said cash apps.
Yes.
So, not yet, y'all.
So all right, let's talk about this. And if you're on Zoom, just log into YouTube and just put it on mute just to help the numbers. Let's talk about this. I put this on Instagram the other day too. Block and Tesla join forces. Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey are joining forces for a Bitcoin mining plant, solar powered Bitcoin mining plant in Texas. This is interesting because we just talked about Elon's involvement with Twitter. Jack Dorsey was a former CEO and co-founder of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently the CEO of Block, which was formerly called Square. I think Tesla announced last year that they own over like $11 billion in Bitcoin. If I'm mistaken on that number, put it in chat, but somewhere along the line, they own a lot of Bitcoin. One of the reasons why they changed the name to Block is because they're moving more towards blockchain technology. Square also owns Cash App, who they're making a strong push towards Bitcoin. So Jack Dorsey has been a Bitcoin bull. Him and Jay-Z has done some stuff in Africa with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
They own Tidal.
So now you have, it's interesting for me on a few different levels, but the first thing is like the whole idea of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin was to empower the little guy. That's what they said. Empower the little guy, decentralization, put the strength back to the people. Now we see two of the richest people in the world coming together to work on cryptocurrency, Bitcoin mining. So that's interesting within itself. But what's your guys' thoughts on this?
I think the timing was extremely interesting, right? Like this guy is now becoming a shareholder in the company that you founded and was critical of Twitter up until that point. Right, saying that it needs to be free speech and all these things. But it's interesting, even this play, because they were critical of Bitcoin. If you remember, at some point last year, I think it was May, Tesla was originally accepting Bitcoin as payment, and then they stopped. And that was really because of environmental circumstances. And so when you hear what they're doing now, it's like, oh, it's solar. Okay, this is environmental friendly. And now they've teamed up, obviously, with Block and Blockstream to come with a plant. And so if people understand the mining of Bitcoin, they understand how much energy it takes. Like, it really, like, to mine a Bitcoin, like, you really could be giving energy to a small town or, like, one of these small cities, like, in the middle of the country. And so mining really doesn't happen too. I mean, it happens in the United States, but bigger in China, bigger in Russia, some parts of Canada. And so when you're talking about bringing that to the United States from a solar standpoint, it's revolutionary in the space because now you save energy, but you can still produce those Bitcoins. And so, I mean, these two obviously are revolutionary minds when you talk about technology and creating new businesses. We've seen it. Some of the most, you know, incredible companies that we've seen in our lifetime, definitely in the past decade. So to see them come together and then to see what happened like 2 days after was just like, you know, this isn't coincidental. None of this is coincidental.
Well timed. Square needed a hit. They needed, and they have a few things that are going to come out this year that I think will be impactful. This is one of the smaller ones. But like you said, it was well timed. What's the quote? Create a problem and give a solution, like in the political space. So when they were saying, hey, how much it costs to mine, like what does it cost to make a Tesla factory? You know, so like is mining Bitcoin the most unsustainable thing that we can do in comparison to all the things that are done in corporate or, you know, drilling and mining for oil? It's like, but if you frame it in that context when everyone was fake caring about the environment, you then can say, hey, this is a great way for us to team up. As far as it being for the little guy, there is no currency, asset class, or money-making engine that the top half of 1% will not get into and the top 10 hedge funds will not get into. That's why I always kept saying, like, everyone was saying, hey, Bitcoin is decentralized. I'm like, no, it's not. And then, you know, I dropped a little bomb for some of you about, who backs Ethereum, and then Tether's going to fall apart pretty soon. Please be careful. The same ones, I want you guys to do your research on the media side, right? So not only, because if you can get media to influence the minds to then drive profit for you, you need to look at who is creating the media and who's paying them to do so. Why was no one screaming to get into Bitcoin in 2015, 2014, 2016? I was there, shot and sure I can tell you, man, not that many people were screaming it 2015. So normally whenever you get a push to mainstream media, it's so that the ones that are in institutions and the wealthiest of the wealthy can actually get a high return on their profit. So please be careful and be mindful. But great play for Square. I love it.
So how do you feel about Square stock? It's rebounded. It crashed. It's rebounded. It's up and down. It had a big week last week, I think. Then it kind of went down. I know you was a big Square bull.
Still am.
Very vocal about your support of Square as far as you thought that it was a good stock. You still believe in Square?
I do, but like it's at the point where you remember when Deontay Wilder got knocked out and it was like, baby, you know, please don't let Fury knock you out, right? So
do the wiggles on right now.
One more push to like 96, 67, and they'll be good. Jack and his team needs to announce what their plan is. The one thing that I am seeing, which is different than the Peloton CEO change, which is amazing. You have to tell people what the vision is so they can rally around it. So there's no reason right now for, unless you have some amazing information or some insight and the crystal ball shines bright, you have no reason to jump in right now. I think that while they're getting their plan together, they have to get a better job of mapping out what the vision is for Square and what the vision of the company is. I think the product is great. I think they have some great assets under management in terms of product line that they have, but no one has been told, hey, here's the five-year plan for Square. I think if he does that, that'll be great. But yeah, give it maybe 8 months and I'll be back to like 183.50-ish. But yeah, while inflation is going up, they're going to take a little beating. So I'm screaming, get up, champ. Get up.
Get up, champ. And really quickly, just to add, because we spoke about Tesla, their plant opened up in Texas last week. And this Bitcoin mining plan is also going to be in Texas. And so very interesting. Obviously, we know Texas, no state tax. So a lot of the revenue is not going to be paid to the state. So, just another benefit that these CEOs are looking at, like, all right, well, let's move to places where we can actually save money and have the same amount of business.
That's a fact. Before that, shout out to YouTube. We jumped up 700 viewers real quick. We had 7,100.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.